right, everybody. Today I am in Mark Canton's office. Mark Canton is one of the producers for the blockbuster hit movie 300, which if you haven't seen, you should get out there and see. Now, Mark, let's talk a little bit about you first. How did you sort of decide to become a producer? What did you go to school to learn how to produce films? How did that happen?
So I started out in the mailroom when I was in the summers at UCLA. Mm-hmm. And then I went to work on film so that I could get some practical experience.
Now, let's talk about 300, the project. Yeah. Did someone give you the script? Did you hand it to you? Search for it.
What happened with 300 is that my good friend Johnny Nunnery, who is the other producer on the picture, had optioned the rights from Frank Miller. It fed into my passion for history to begin with. That 3-day period in which the Spartans, 300 Spartans, stood up against a million of the Persians who were the aggressors, is credited with drawing the line in the sand of democracy. Zack Snyder, who directed the movie and is a true visionary, had a way that he wanted to approach this material and take Frank's material and be faithful and keep it R-rated, mm-hmm. and do the things. And when Warners came in to support us, you know, we did a test for them, 90-second test, which is now sort of legend, in which, frankly, Zack blew their minds with what
really?
He showed. And we took 60 days to shoot, and we shot it all in Montreal.
Right, because it's all green screen, right?
All on stage, except for one day. Yeah, it's actually blue, but we had 90. We had the equivalent of a 90-story New York skyscraper of just blue material alone.
Wow.
And from a storytelling standpoint, part of what we were able to do that I think tapped into the audiences to this amazing degree is that normally when you have such technology, you're not really invested in the characters.
Mm-hmm.
300 people are there for a multitude of reasons. They love the look, the style. There's never been anything like it technically.
Yeah.
And it's visually like watching great paintings. Women not only love looking at these hunky guys, but they also love that Lena Headey, who plays the queen, is such a powerful
partner. She's amazing. She's brilliant in this film.
She's a great partner to the king. And then emotionally, you know, guys, you know, I like films that men respond to, male weepies, I call them. At the end of this movie, you're so invested in these 300 people that you get a big lump in your throat or a tear in your eyes. So this movie has something for the child in all of us. That's the way I would put it. It's seamlessly put together so that you feel like if you were a fan of the graphic novel, that when you see the movie,
you're not disappointed.
No, it fits perfectly. And then, if you go back to the graphic novel, it seems even better. So it's kind of a great, combination of the two.
Okay, now you said it took 60 days of actual shooting, but then how long in post-production? Because, I mean, that's where the painstaking work went into,
one year.
I imagine.
It took us a year in post-production.
Yeah.
We had several previews during the time. And the thing that was most impressive was that even when we only had 10% of the effects in the movie, the audience scores were abnormally high. They were into it. I liken this to a great present that you get. The wrapping is perfect. The box is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of opening it up and having some shitty gift, you have like the amazing gift inside, which is the movie. Really, there were no movie stars. The star of the movie.
No
huge
names.
Now, Jerry's a huge name and Lena's a huge name. And that's what's happened. It's sort of propelled everyone's opportunities.
I think that really helped also in my investment in the characters was because I wasn't looking at, that's Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
That, you know, this was the Spartans.
You're absolutely right. You know, had it been Tom or Russell Crowe, someone, not to disparage their acting chops,
right,
of course, but you didn't want to stop the movie to look at a movie star in a thong. You want to see the new hunks. These people train for 6 or 8 months.
One of the largest internet searches recently was, how do you do the Spartan workout?
Yeah,
because
it's quite a story. They were buff. Even the producers were buff. I mean, it was a buff movie.
Now, the movie's out, and it's obviously very successful. Is your work, you're done?
No, the producer never
you're
stopped.
You're still working on
Tomorrow
it.
We have our home entertainment and video meetings with Warners to discuss that release.
Sure, because hold on, the 300 is coming out as a video game. I know it's coming out on PlayStation 2.
Right.
Any Microsoft Xbox 360 love?
Yeah, well, we're talking about doing a whole new format. So.
And what about any, like, is there a way to do a sequel? I mean, it's a true story, so is that a possibility? Is it a thought out there yet?
That's a big thought.
Okay.
Not out there in here. Frank Miller has got a story that he's working on.
All right, well, I can't wait, and I look forward to it. And thank you so much for your time.
600.
I know you're a busy man, 301.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Canton.